Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Hadley, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino, company from the Radio Bunker. Great to have you riding along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning here on the Michigan Sports Network. And plenty of ways you get in contact with us. You can text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. Miss any portion of the show? Want to listen back to anything you may have missed on demand? You can visit our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages, plus listen online all the time. MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Ryan is at Ryan L underscore Key. Dan is at Dan in the studio, and I am at AC Bellino, and it is great to have you with us. As today, you know, thank God what we're talking about today isn't as bad as it could have been. That much is for certain. And the concern with Tiger Woods and surrounding the car accident yesterday, the one vehicle crash, a vehicle stopped to help. That vehicle got hit, like whatever road this is. But Tiger Woods is recovering after surgery to repair significant injuries to his right leg, multiple breaks in the bones, multiple punctures through the skin. Not a good situation whatsoever. Something where you have to relieve, because of the trauma to the leg, you have to actually release the pressure on the muscles. So they had to do that. They had to cut into it or something. I couldn't be a doc, I'll tell you that much. I had no problem with cattle. People's different. So to all of those in the medical profession that signed up that wanted to do that, I appreciate you. Thank you for your employment. And I'll leave it at that, because not me. Nope. I don't know if I could do that. You look at, you know, medical corpsmen in the military, like high stress situation. What you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're going through, man, that's a lot. And can you imagine, like, you're a doctor and you show up to the office and, hey, by the way, we're bringing Tiger Woods in right now. Like, oh, okay. How many pins and rods do we have? Like, how are we going to fix this? And it's a live person. Ooh, man, it's tough. How do you stop the bleeding?
Yeah, but you might not. They probably knew it was Tiger Woods.
Immediately, you know, well, when he's Tiger Woods. When he's like, yo, hey, we're on our way in the ambulance, and we have Tiger.
Yeah,
like,
but they're doctors, man. They do their thing. It is weird. It's weird how people have that in
them.
They
got it. Yeah,
it's
weird. They got that.
Because, I mean, I'm deathly afraid of needles. So, like, cutting. Really? I wouldn't say deathly afraid, but I had some traumatic experiences with blood draws as a child.
It's always the worst. Like, yeah, we can't find the venous thing. Oh, my, you missed again.
Yeah, exactly. So cutting another human being open to perform surgery on them is completely out of the realm of something I could do. So, yeah, I totally agree. Like, doctors are amazing.
Crazy. Absolutely crazy. And that's just regular doctors. You talk about being in the field, like combat situation. Oh, I almost cried when the doc in Saving Private Ryan got killed. They charge up that
spoilers.
Oh, I mean, if you haven't seen it by now, what? Come on. Yeah, watch it just for, you know, historical purposes. One of the greatest films of all time. Today is one of those days where you don't know when the news comes out yesterday. You don't know what we're going to be walking into. You know what I mean? Like the day after Kobe's passing, and it's been a rough year, and you know, it takes you back to that. It takes you back to all of those pictures and the video, and you know, watching he and his son play golf together, and how this will affect him, you know, moving forward. Like Dan was telling me before the show this morning that the football doc said that this was worse than what Alex Smith went through. Like, that's crazy, because we know so much about Alex Smith. Like, will he return to golf? At this point, who cares about returning to golf? Like, you know, can you go play with your kids? You know, that's the biggest thing. You know, he's a legend. He's already accomplished everything that's been asked of him. You know, so he doesn't have the record for the most majors. You know, he's one shy. Okay. All right. Will he go out and chase it at 50? He might, but it's going to take a long time. Like, if you thought, you know, he just had another surgery. Like, the dude has been on the table more than a football player. He's constantly getting cut open. And it's not good, man. You don't want to go under the knife. You really don't. Like, if you can avoid surgery, do it at all costs, because it feels like the minute you go under, you're going to keep going back.
Right. My only concern, really, when seeing all this was like, oh, is he going to golf again? It was like you said, it's like, can he go out and golf with his kids? Can you go out and teach them how to play the game? Is he going to be able to really walk after this type of injury? Because, like, you know, we didn't know for a few hours after the severity of the injuries. Like, we heard quickly, like, oh, he's in stable condition in the hospital, non-life-threatening. It's like, okay, is he going to be able to walk now? Can he have a normal life with his kids after this?
And for his children, like, dad was going to the course, like,
right, just shooting,
it's
a commercial.
Traumatizing.
Yeah.
It's traumatizing for them. Now every time dad leaves the house, it's like, wait a minute, where are you going? Like, are you going to be okay? Are we going to be okay? You know, it's just, there's a lot going on there. I mean, you're a dad, you get it.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot going on here. So it's, fortunately for Tiger, non-life-threatening is those are the key words right there. And, we don't have to do this show in a remembrance. We can do the show as, all right, now let's see how he recovers. Like, that's the biggest thing. We'll talk to Dave Burkett coming up at 8:35 this morning. He will join us on the Detroit Lions. The news about Sheila Ford Hamp, I know it's driving a lot of people crazy that her being in on the meetings. Look, if you owned a business, right, and in Dave Burkett's thread yesterday about one owner having his kid mess with the draft board. Like, yeah, you know, these are billionaires and they want their kid to have a shiny toy and you do whatever for your kid. Look, my uncle's not going to allow me to place a meat order, because I'm a child and I just want to play around. If you are a sports franchise owner and that's the level of irresponsibility you have.
Give me 100 pounds of chicken tendies, please.
Hey, Unc. Delmonico's, right? If you're a sports team owner and that happened, the league should strip you of your ownership. If that's what you're allowing to take. I know it's your place. No, you are part of a very elite, selective group of people to own a professional sports franchise in which entire cities, entire fan bases rely on you. Not only economically, but also with their fanhood, their time, their money, their investment to have your child walk around and pick a name off a draft board. Like, that story's wild to me. If it's Jerry Jones and he's talking about, did you hear what Jerry Jones said the other day about the owls and the chickens?
Yeah, they're canoodling in the barns. It's not the word he used, but.
I mean, the guy's lost his mind. If it's Jerry Jones and he's the owner and he walks in and he's like, I want Johnny Manziel, right? And it's like, can we talk you off of Johnny Manziel and can we draft some offensive linemen, please?
Is Jerry Jones like a, you sound like a prospector or something.
That's what Jerry Jones, prospector, NFL talent. I want Johnny Manziel and I want him now. It's the Dallas Cowboys. That's all. The whole thing is like, what owner has a radio show? Sit in your box. Hire the football people to make the football decisions. So a lot of people in Detroit, real concerned, like, why is Sheila Ford him? I can't appreciate, however, if you're like, hey, I own this team. I want to know the ins and outs. I want to know what are you looking at? What are you looking at? What's your responsibility? How are you guys going about evaluation? Not like I'm going to nitpick or critique or anything or give you my input whatsoever. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to listen and I'm going to learn. And I think that is very important for people that are in position of power. People in leadership roles have to be continuously and willingly able to learn more all the time. You can never know anything. So as long as you're open to learn, I see that as a good thing. She wants an office that's right in the mix of things. Yeah, it's your building. Go ahead. Like, you're the boss. Like, you should know everything that's going on. If you owned a small grocery store, you would know what's going on with produce. You would know what's going on in the deli. You would know what's going on in the meat department, right? You would know all these things because it's your business. So for me, no worries with Sheila Ford Hamp. We'll talk to Dave Burkett about that. Plus, we'll get into a little bit of the draft and Kenny G on the tag and Pistons Red Wings. That's next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hockey and basketball fans love scoring in nets, but what else do they have in common? A chance for an easy 100 from BetMGM. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Register for the King of Sportsbooks and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on the Pistons Pelicans game. And if either team hits a three, you win. Simply sign up by using the bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Now, maybe the NBA is not your favorite sport. It doesn't really matter. BetMGM is where the stakes are always raised. Enjoy innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials for major payouts, daily promotions, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on either the Pistons or the Pelicans hit a three. That's as easy as it gets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
At Meijer, your health and safety is our first priority. That's why Meijer Pharmacy has partnered with the CDC to administer free COVID-19 vaccinations when they become available to us. Register now to get your free COVID vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Text COVID to 75049 to get started. That's COVID to 75049. You can also visit your Meijer pharmacist or go to clinic.meijer.com for more information.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your auto value hard store, where service is the difference. We get it.
For trusted performance, install Dorman premium steering and suspension parts on your vehicle. Dorman chassis solutions reliably meet the needs of fleets, trucks, and everyday drivers. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code GREEN15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming to you from the Radio Bunker. Great to have you right along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well here on the Michigan Sports Network. By the way, the Detroit Pistons in action a little bit later on tonight. Don't forget to download the Twin Spires Sportsbook and Casino app today. Pistons get 9.5 on the road against the Pelicans. You can enjoy 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000 using the promo code FREE1000. So if you're interested in getting some action on that game, Pistons get 9.5 against the Pelicans.
Yeah, Ryan and I were actually discussing this like an hour ago. It's the second night of a back-to-back, but the Pelicans are not that good. 9.5 points.
That's a lot to cover.
It's pretty interesting.
Especially with the way that the Pistons just came off the W last night against the Orlando Magic, a team that had just beaten them by a very similar score. I mean, the Stones lose 105-96, and then the very next game to the Magic in Orlando, the very next game win 105-93. Like, it's befuddling sometimes. By the way, there is somebody out there is making graphic redesigns of the jersey. And they're putting these graphics out.
The jersey? What
the Pistons jersey. The Bad Boys jersey.
Oh, okay.
Oh, baby.
Can we just have those jerseys back? Like, I don't like these ones. Like, they're okay. They're just bland. Our jerseys are just bland.
The red Barcelona ones are terrible. Now that
those
Dan's
are
watching
gone,
more,
though.
Yeah. But like, even still, the ones that like Motor City USA.
But I just don't like the bubble letter stuff that's on the jersey.
We go back to the throwback. We could have a white, a blue, and a red, or a white and a blue. Bring back the teal alternate for the city, and the statement jersey can be the Motown chrome. I like those. I like the gray and the black. I did. Not gonna lie. Kind of a fan, just because everybody was doing something so different, the chrome with the, you know, the whole automotive thing. So I was cool.
Well,
with
the
those.
Hot thing is the royal blue jersey, despite what your colors are, or not the, but like that.
Yeah,
that
the baby blue,
baby
yeah. powder
blue.
Blue.
Yeah,
that Minneapolis Lakers powder blue.
Yeah,
yeah.
Houston Rockets have one for some reason. It's ridiculous. Makes zero sense.
It's dumb.
The Kings, it's like okay. The Nets. Dan loves those ones. I don't like them.
Oh, well, those are like legit real ones that they used to wear.
80s or whatever.
Yeah. Those, yeah. I don't know how, those are sweet. They're not just.
Cavs had a blue, they had the blue and orange scheme for a while.
The Nets one, though, is not a solid royal blue. It's like almost a cloudy look. If you look at the jersey, it's like it's blue and then there's like kind of clouds around it. I don't know. It just looks good to me. I think the Nets pops off of the blue. It looks sweet.
Yeah, it's a good looking jersey. We don't have anything like our standard home and aways aren't anything special. Our statement and city jerseys aren't anything special. I saw the throwbacks. I think they put Isaiah Stewart in them, and it was like, yeah, beef stew. He was built for that. But last night's game, this team has got to find some answers at point guard. And Dennis Smith Jr. in 18 minutes scored 14 points. He was fabulous. Jeremy Grant scored 17. Kind of a quiet night for him. I wouldn't say he got all-star snubbed, by the way. I don't think that snub is the right word.
He got snubbed from the snub list.
And I don't even think, like, a snub from the snub list, I think, is okay. Are you talking about, like, Domantas Sabonis?
Well, like, Shams put out, like, the all-star, tweeted out a little beforehand. But mm-hmm. then he tweeted out his snubs and didn't put Jeremy Grant on as a snub. So it's like, yeah, Jeremy Grant was snubbed from the snub list. Like, he should be mentioned and as being, like, hey, this guy's having an all-star season, just it's crowded. Like, you're a snub. Like, Sabonis. You're snubbed because it's a crowded team. Like
Sabonis is averaging 21.5 points, 11.5 rebounds, 5.5 assists, shooting 53% from the floor, 46% from three, and 71% from the line. Those are crazy numbers. Chris Middleton averaging 26-5, shooting 51%, 43%, and 90% respectively. Bam Adebayo averaging 29-5, shooting 57% from the field. Trey Young averaging 27 points, 9.5 assists a game, shooting 44% from the field, 38 from three, and 86 from the line. Like Sabonis is the first player ever to put up his kind of numbers and not make an all-star team. Like, that's crazy.
Can we just redefine the all-star game, though, and kind of do what the NHL did for a bit and just create three-on-three teams and do, like, a little mini tournament?
You want to do intra-division?
I don't care. Just... No,
that'd be kind of fun.
Make a big pool. Okay. Just have like an AAU little 3-on-3 tournament.
I'd be kind of cool with that.
Right.
Something different.
Right. Just make it like a simple 8-team bracket or something. 3-on-3, play to the best 2 out of 3 of 21. Like, you can get that over in a day.
Yeah. I mean, you have 6 divisions. So if you went divisional, To try to piece it together like
five,
the NHL does.
4 player teams. You have one sub. Like, I think that'd be a little more fun. Create a little more juice back into the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
Make that a day of the All-Star weekend. Is that tournament? Be a hell of a lot better than watching a 180 to 175 point game where players are checked out for 3.5 quarters.
By the way, how about Draymond Green's averaging 5 points, 5 rebounds, and 8 assists? He's on pace to become the first player in NBA history to average 8 or more assists while not reaching 6 points per game or 40%
now,
shooting.
I haven't brought
field.
This up to you.
Just want to throw that out there.
That's fine. Neymar built his own basketball court at his house and had a mural painted on the wall with 6 different NBA players on it. Has Kobe, LeBron, Steph, Jordan, and for some reason, Draymond Green.
Neymar, the soccer player.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a child. He doesn't know anything. Like, why? What? He, what? Like,
even for me, it's like, really?
Excuse
That's
me?
That's got to be his boy or something.
Yeah, they got to know. They got to have an agent or some sort of.
Right. Like you have all-time greats up there. Then there's Draymond in the back of the mural.
And, yeah, Scottie Pippen, I see.
Crazy, right? I mean, that's wild. Back to the Pistons real quick. How good was Sadiq Bey? 10 points, 4 of 10 shooting, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. That's awesome. Stewie played 18 minutes. He was 2 of 2 from the floor with 4 points and a couple of rebounds. How about Saben Lee? 21 points on 8 of 11 shooting. He was 3 of 3 from the 3-point line, played 29 minutes. Sadiq Bey, Isaiah Stewart, Saben Lee. That doesn't even include Killian Hayes, which they never should have drafted, but neither here nor there.
We don't know that yet.
They might have found something here.
But doesn't this give us hope, though, that Troy Weaver can really identify talent?
Yeah.
Like even if Saben Lee's not really a big picture guy, even if Isaiah Stewart doesn't pan out to like our expectations where I think we're kind of building them up to be, like we're seeing the flashes early, and I think that's what Piston fans have been dying for, is to see rookies actually showing something their rookie year. Because we have Sekou Doumbouya going 1-for-6 last night, and just like, great, there's another wasted pick in the teens for a first rounder.
Yeah, he was I don't know. I don't want to write him off much like I don't want to write Killian off, but I think the writing's on the wall.
Like, I'm not writing Killian off just because we haven't seen anything because he's hurt. I know you are. Because Tyrese Halliburton. Yeah. We get it. But I feel like Sekou, we've almost seen enough of it.
If you had to ask somebody like to challenge them on their effort in their first year, like that should be okay, you have everybody's attention, like we gotta watch this kid. And to not really, I mean, guy had one good play. He had that one good dunk against the Cavs. Right. Outside of that, it's like, dude, what did we waste number 15 on you for?
Right. Like, it's almost like you hit your goal making it to the league. Now you're done.
Right. It just doesn't make any sense. But the other three rookies from this year's class played really well, and I like what this team has brewing right now. Good win over the Magic. They'll take on the Pelicans later on this evening. We'll step aside. We'll talk a little Lions and a little football with Dave Burkett next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Did you know you can watch boys and girls sports live and recorded on the archives at MHSAA.TV? That's MHSAA.TV. Log on and watch high school teams in all sports from all across Michigan, courtesy of the Michigan High School Athletic Association. And also the MHSAA takes pride in what they do for our boys and girls, our sons and daughters, on and off the field, on and off the court, on and off the ice, on and off every playing surface at every high school in Michigan. So special thanks to all the parents, coaches, and administrators for what they do to allow kids to experience high school sports in Michigan. And if you want to watch the action live, boys and girls sports, go to MHSAA.TV.